Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, Miss Asia. This is Roy Johnson.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, 1208, I'm sorry, Roy Johnson, 1208 Evergreen Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43207.
Thank you for that. I do see where Omex Ultra Pure was purchased. How may I help you today?
Yes, the reason why I was calling, they said I would be purchasing my next purchase on the 24th of August. Okay, they said they need an email address.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was calling to get that email, okay?
Okay, what is that email address?
It's Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-E-L-L-I-S.
Okay, I have K-E-S-H-I-A-E-L-L-I-S,
97-A-Yahoo.com.
Okay, so once you say A, you'll have to say the at sign for anyone else, because the A is not just an A by itself. It is the at sign. So
it
I have KeishaEllis97@yahoo.com.
Correct. That's my girl. Okay.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Yes.
One moment, I'm just reaching out to my supervisor really quick. One moment.
Okay.
One moment, because it's not letting me update the email, but give me just a moment. I'm reaching out to my supervisor. One moment.
Okay, it should be working. Man.
I do want to let you know that I am here. Give me just a moment.
Okay. How much longer would it be, please?
It shouldn't take that long. One moment.
Okay. That's the way mine should be, 63, 63.
do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm just trying to figure out why the system would not let me update your email address. One moment.
This is like that. It was like that earlier. That was the... Below a hammer.
Okay, so I'm going to send your email address over to my supervisor to see if they're able to insert that email address so you're able to get emails about your order. So give me just a moment while I submit this form, and then I'll let you go. One moment.
This is,
And this phone number that you're calling from, is this a good phone number to call you back on?
Yes, 614-497-3039. I don't know who you're leaving messages on my voicemail.
Okay, the email address that you provided was Keisha Ellis.
Yes, 97ayahoo.com.
Okay, it's Keisha K-I-E-S-H.
No, it's K-E-S-H-I-A-E-L-L-I-S, Ellis, 97ayahoo.com.
Okay, so I've sent the information over to my supervisor for the information to be updated.
Yes.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Yes, you can. Can you repeat that back to me in the email I gave to you?
Okay, I've lost the email now. It's keshiaellis97@yahoo.com.
You got it, girl. Thank you. I'm going to write it down. So I want this, my girl, okay, they're definitely stuff. So I'll get her using her email address, okay? So everything should be updated, right?
Yes, sir.
And then also, I don't get I got another box left, so I'm probably get another shipment on the 24th of August, right?
Okay, let me go back to your account. It shows that the next shipment date is August the 24th.
Excellent. That's about right, too, okay. Thank you very much, okay. And in case I want to, if I get a phone or whatever and get my address, I can change that email address, can I?
That is correct.
Excellent. That sounds good. Thank you very much. Oh, you're so cooperative. And hang on in there. I know it's getting crazy out there, but you stay strong, okay, and you have a nice day and have a nice week and a nice weekend also, okay?
Thank you for calling customer support, and you do the same.
Okay, then. All right, bye-bye.